Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mind Training, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. I'm Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, between deadlines, traffic jams, and the occasional existential crisis, I know a thing or two about negative self-talk. We've all been there, right? That little voice in your head whispering doubts, insecurities, and worst-case scenarios, it can be relentless. But what if I told you that you have the power to silence that inner critic and rewrite your own narrative? Today's episode is all about letting go of negative self-talk. We're diving deep into practical strategies to overcome those pesky thoughts and cultivate a more positive and resilient mindset. It's time to take control of your internal dialogue and unleash your full potential. Now, why is this so crucial? Because the way you talk to yourself shapes your reality. Think about it. When you constantly bombard yourself with negative messages, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You start believing those limiting beliefs, which can hold you back from pursuing your goals, taking risks, and truly living your best life. But here's the good news. You can rewire those thought patterns. It takes conscious effort and consistent practice, but it's absolutely achievable. So, are you ready to embark on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment? Let's get started with 5 key takeaways that will equip you with the tools to conquer negative self-talk. First, become aware of your inner critic. Pay attention to those thought patterns. When do they emerge? What triggers them? Once you identify these patterns, you can start to challenge their validity. Remember, your thoughts are not facts. They're simply interpretations of experiences, and often, those interpretations are skewed by fear, insecurity, or past experiences. Next, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Avoid harsh self-criticism and instead, focus on your strengths and accomplishments. Remember, you're human, you're going to make mistakes, but that doesn't define you. Third, reframe negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Instead of dwelling on "I can't do this," try "I'm capable of learning and growing." Turn those self-deprecating statements into empowering mantras that boost your confidence and resilience. You've got this. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and reduce negativity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple joys, the people who support you, and the opportunities that come your way. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with shape your thoughts and beliefs. Seek out relationships that uplift and inspire you, and distance yourself from those who drain your energy or reinforce negative self-talk. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by a supportive and encouraging tribe. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're applying for a dream job. You pour your heart into the application, but then doubt creeps in. That familiar voice whispers, "What if they say no? You're not good enough." Suddenly, your confidence takes a nosedive. But wait. Remember the strategies we just discussed. Acknowledge that thought, practice self-compassion, hey, it's okay to feel nervous, and reframe it with a positive affirmation. I'm well qualified for this position, and I'm excited to share my skills and passion. Visualize yourself acing the interview, and remember that even if you don't get this particular job, it's not a reflection of your worth. This is just one opportunity in a journey filled with possibilities. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, become aware of your negative self-talk. Second, practice self-compassion and challenge those limiting beliefs. Third, reframe negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Fourth, cultivate gratitude for the good things in your life. And lastly, surround yourself with positive influences that uplift and support you. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts, and by consciously cultivating a more positive internal dialogue, you can unlock your full potential and live a more fulfilling life. Now go out there and silence that inner critic. It's time to shine. And remember, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the message of stoic wisdom and empower each other to live more resilient and fulfilling lives. See you all tomorrow for another dose of mind training.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.